Do you find that when it comes to school holidays, everything just goes out the window? Well, in this episode, I'm going to be talking about how to dial things up and dial things down when it comes to school holidays. I'm Sarah Sangster, and you're listening to the Work Life Slider. If, like me, you've got kids and also run a business and run a house, you'll know that Easter holidays or any type of school holidays just feels like a massive overwhelm of trying to achieve too much in a little space of time. Or maybe you're somebody that just goes off for a holiday and then comes back to just a wealth of more stuff to do and you never seem to be able to move forward. And often the pressure, it feels real. It's something that is a real feeling. But we also have the pressure of what other people are doing on social media. And so we then have a seen pressure that isn't actually real because we know that what people post on social media isn't always a real true reflection of what happens. So what I want to do in this episode is talk about something that can make you reevaluate what you're doing. And then building in the right tools to be able to go into every half term or every school holiday and come out better than when you went into it. And it all starts with planning. Planning is the bit that gives you the tangible something to hold on to when often emotion is bubbling over and you feel like the guilt and the stress and the strain and the need to do more, or the feeling if you're not doing enough, then the guilt kicks in. If you plan things out in big spaces of time, and I do an exercise within my mastermind called the Perfect Year, where you actually start to think about those big spaces of the year that you need to carve out. So whether it's, birthdays, whether it's that hot summer holiday, whether it's time off because of school holidays that you need to be present for your children, or actually whatever reason you want to take time off, or it might be that you take time off when the kids are at school because you can go on that conference or go to those spa days, whatever it is, actually plotting in that time when you do your year planning, it then you know what you what you it doesn't catch you by surprise, you know it's just around the corner. So doing something where you use a planner to actually carve out the big pieces of time in the first part is really, really important. The second part that I use is based on the Eisenhower matrix. The Eisenhower matrix is a quadrant of four areas where it talks about what things are urgent and important, what things are important but not urgent. And then you place things in each of the four quadrants based on where they sit within your life. And actually, in my journal that I create, we have a weekly, we call it the overall matrix, where we actually think about all of the things we need to do. So rather than create these long lists of things that need to be done, and it feels overwhelming, and you're constantly making lists and lists and lists and lists, and nothing ever gets done. And actually completing tasks and having it done closes the circuit, so therefore you can move on to the next task. Actually plotting in into the overall matrix what you actually need to do, what is urgent and important, and then scheduling all of the little tasks that you have to do in one of the four boxes makes everything feel achievable. So not only do we do that weekly, when we're coming into a space of time off within our business, actually, what needs to happen during that week? What are the things that needs to happen? Can I give that to somebody else because it's super important and they're working? Can I mark out time in my diary way ahead of time to make sure that people don't book in and then I have to cancel? Really thinking about only doing the stuff that is absolutely critical and everything else can wait, because things can wait. People don't need things immediately. Although we live in this world where everything is accessible 24/7, it doesn't mean that you have to be. And so actually having clear boundaries with your clients and with other people that are in your life is really, really important. So when you think about going into some time off, and when you think about coming out of some time off, by having your matrix filled and then also the following week's matrix, so when you come back to work or come back into your business, you know what the important things are to tick off first. So if people are coming at you wanting stuff done, you can then prioritise that based on what you've currently got in your schedule. So take some time to make sure that you are set up for the times that you have off, working out what you're going to dial up, what you're going to dial down, what automations have you got that you can, you know, really ramp up, so all of those things can take care of themselves when you are off and you have some really good quality time, without the feeling of pressure, without the feeling of guilt, without the overwhelmed feeling creeping in on the time that you need to just have downtime for. If you would like a copy of my Overwhelm Matrix, just come and find me on Instagram, sarah.sangster, drop me a message and I will whiz over the PDF copy so you can print off and start instilling in your life and business every day, every week, every school holiday, whenever you need it. It's there for you to ditch the lists and start to really identify what's important for you. I hope you enjoy what's left of your Easter holiday break, whatever you might be doing. And just remember that it's just about taking the moments and the spaces in between to slide up and slide down what you need to do within your life so you can have the life that you deserve.